We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Wish the Illini Union a happy 85th birthday this week by partaking in its celebration festivities. Originally built in 1941, the Illini Union has continuously been a hub for students, faculty, and administration to work, eat, and enjoy time together. Due to help from the Women's League and Men's Illinois Union, former University President Arthur C. Willard declared production of the new Student Center in 1934, finally opening its doors in 1941. The new Illini Union had the honor of hosting First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt at its first anniversary, where she participated in the official recognition of the building, serving as a vital source and gathering space for students during World War II. To celebrate the building's 85th birthday, the Illini Union will be selling 85-cent popcorn at the Quad Shop and offering $8.50 deals at the Union restaurants, including Just Be Acai, Maze, Tropical Smoothie, Thai Fusion, and Zaz Express. Next up, the City of Urbana has released official merchandise available to the public. The gear ranges from t-shirts to hoodies and more, with all the merchandise designed in-house, printed locally, and made to celebrate the spirit and people of Urbana. Per the city's website, the City of Urbana will not make any money from the sales of these items. The original idea behind the collection stems from the Urbana Welcome logo, where the word welcome was translated into multiple languages and arranged in a heart-shaped word cloud. Per UrbanaIllinois.gov, the design is both literal and deeply symbolic, serving as a visual reminder that while Urbana welcomes in many languages, it speaks one shared spirit of belonging. Sitting on Neal Street in downtown Champaign is a gateway to Southern cooking and hospitality, known only as Neal Street Blues. If there's one thing food does best, it's bring people together, and Neal Street Blues is no different. From some of the best customer service to five birthday celebrations, there was no lack of connection buzzing through the restaurant from the very moment you set foot in it. As for food, Neal Street Blues hosts a variety of soul food jam-packed with flavor. Looking at their specials, the restaurant features an all-you-can-eat buffet for weekend brunch and currently has a special menu for restaurant week, including seafood boil, roasted lamb chops, and Cajun chicken. For this review, WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake got the po' boys with alligator. Each part of the sandwich is built on top of each other to form a truly unique taste you won't find anywhere else in the Champaign-Urbana area. Calling all poets of Champaign County, this month, the City of Urbana is inviting local poets to apply to the Urbana Poet Laureate Program. Now entering its sixth year, the Poet Laureate Program recognizes a local poet who reflects Urbana's diverse community through the poetic arts. To be eligible for this honor, applicants must be 21 years old and a resident of Champaign County for over a year. Applications for the Poet Laureate Program are now open through March 1st at UrbanaIL.com. For more stories about their Champaign-Urbana area, check out DailyIllini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Grace Avila, Gavin Westlake, and Kate Wilhite. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.